everybody, to another episode of We Are Adult Show, where your co-host could be a naggy bitch like your mother-in-law or some other annoying person in your life.
Like your wife that you're more likely to have sex with neither of them.
I'm your host, Sean. Naggy McBitch face is Danny over there. I'm trying to eat my dinner, my Oreo cookie dinner.
You're gonna ruin your appetite, Sean. You can't eat cookies for dinner. We're adults. We are adults. You don't eat cookies for dinner.
Newsflash. I'm eating the new mint chocolate chip Oreo cookies too. So my review is fantastic. Boom.
I did
research 10 seconds before the show.
that's like my foreplay activities with my wife 10 seconds before the show.
You know, I only bought these two because I was hungry.
You're a monster?
Yeah, well, that's true. You know, and I wonder why I have a nice big waist.
Which is actually funny, because I told my wife when we went grocery shopping yesterday, I said that I've made a decision to ban all sugar substances from the house. Mm-hmm. Well, unnecessary sugar, because I'm a monster and I can't control myself. Mm-hmm. Because I had those moon Oreos, and I was eating them, and I realized that I was like just powering, like watching an anime, and I had powered my way through like one of the rows, and I was getting ready to start on the second row, and I just got up and threw it away because I don't hate myself that much.
Is it like Patrick when he eats like the whole cake and then blames SpongeBob for eating it even though it's like all over his face?
Yes. Apparently there's a story, there was a cop that went to a fast food restaurant and got mad because one of the workers there took a bite out of his food, and they said that they didn't, and then he remembered that he was the one that took a bite out of it. Wow. And I saw that somebody used that Patrick as a Patrick meme on the Reddit post.
That's fantastic.
So, Sean, in addition to your Oreos, are you consuming an adult beverage since you're having an adult dinner?
Oh, I fucking needed this boy after today, man. It's hard being a boss, Danny. I'll tell you. I know you get to just, like, clock out and just go home and fuck everything. Not me, man. I gotta grind.
Yeah,
Grinders Academy.
The best part is like when my boss comes up on my second half, comes up, and like the six or eight of us, depending on how many show up, are standing there talking. He's like, "Come on, people, we need to get this job done." We're like, "Okay, yeah, we'll get it done," and then go back to talking for another like 20 minutes. You know, stuff like that. Like, I'm sure you could handle that well as a boss, huh?
Policy's policy. I'm just really good at playing the game and just like. Like, you know, just, like, gently tapping. And then you realize, like, you get pushed off the cliff because you weren't paying attention to my gentle tapping.
So you're like the Triple H of bosses. Yep. Do you want to play the game? It's all about the game. And how you play it. So, beer, Sean. Beer us.
I'm trying to eat a cookie, Danny. What about your beer? What are you doing?
I was wanting you to go first, Sean.
What are you doing to... How are you helping the show? Because I'm reviewing cookies, I'm getting ready to talk my beer, and all you're doing is nagging me about airplanes.
Yes. that's what I'm doing, Sean. We got to make the Great American Beer Fest great again.
Got you. So now that I'm officially ready, I, from Epic Brewing, their 2018 rare release, I have the Big Bad Baptista.
Oh, yes.
Imperial Stout with Mexican coffee, cocoa nibs, vanilla, cinnamon flavor added, and 100% aged in whiskey barrels, because I am a man and I don't drink no shitty-ass barley wine, Danny.
I don't know.
Daniel.
I just think it's because you haven't had a good barley wine, A, and B, the beer you're about to drink is pretty amazing.
I'm really excited about this. It's tough, Danny, because in my fridge, I have the from Double Nickel Brewing. I have their limited release. Their new Imperial Stout as well. It's super good. It's like ridiculous. Like I need to go back to the brewery and get some more. And then I also have some cans of my new favorite New Jersey brewery, Forgotten Boardwalk, with their Funnel Cake Cream Ale. It's a on tap. You can get it on Nitro, and it has some nice lactose funnel cake tasting in its cream ale, so it's super good.
Is it super sweet?
It's like a sweet beer, but it's not like a sweet tooth kind of like sugary beer.
Okay, because there's a brewery out here called Year Ale in Riverside, and they do, and it's actually where you used to live off Chicago. Mm-hmm. And they have a glazed donut pale ale that I've been wanting to try.
Interesting. Very interesting.
So, how is the Big Bad Baptista?
It's Big Bad and wonderfully in my mouth. It's really smooth. I don't know if it's because from the cookies or whatnot, but it actually goes down really, really smooth, and it's got you know, you could get the spices on your palate as you're drinking it. I especially taste the chocolate for whatever reason. Again, I might have jinxed myself by eating those cookies beforehand.
Right, and I've heard people talk about, like, if you do that, where if you do stouts and you're eating a chocolate kind of with it, it highlights the chocolate, but then also kind of doesn't let the chocolate hide the other flavors. Like, if it's vanilla or coffee or whatever, it accentuates it.
Mm-hmm. I mean, for an Imperial Stout that is coming in at, where is the alcohol percentage?
It's pretty hot.
10.8, so not as high as I thought it was going to be, but still pretty high. So I'll be, since I haven't eaten anything since noon and it's almost 9 o'clock at night, I'll be feeling pretty good at the end of the show.
Yeah, you will. You'll be flying like a kite. You'll be flying like planes. Riding on trains.
Exactly. So I'll make sure I put my postings on the Untappd. Thank you to Dino for following us. And make sure you're posting. And make sure you follow us on Untappd so you can see all of the drinks that I'm having.
And I'm having.
I post a lot more drinks on Untappd than I do my other social media, because I think one's more of a Pokemon catch-em-all, so I don't feel as terrible for posting as many.
Right, because it's like, Untappd, that's stupid, and then you get a badge, and like, ooh, a badge, and then you get another badge, like, ooh, more badges, shiny.
I got so many badges, I'm so excited.
Right, and then, like, not only do they have, like, badges for drinking, like, styles, and or going to certain breweries, like, certain numbers of times, but then you also get, like, special limited edition badges, like IPA Day had a badge, and National Beer Day had a badge, and certain breweries even pay, like Founders paid to have a special badge if you drink the Green Zebra, the Watermelon Gosa, between certain dates.
Oh, wow. That's pretty intense.
Yeah, if you go to the news section, if you get notifications, it's usually there. Okay. And they actually have a podcast, too.
Oh, really?
Yeah, it used to be the founders. Well, the founder and like one of the co-founders and another guy, but the co-founder decided he needed to like take some time away or whatever, and so they got these two other guys that are located in their North Carolina office, and it's called Drinking Socially.
That's a fun name.
Yes, yes, it is. Speaking of drinking socially, Sean, I am drinking a Belgian ale with cherry and elderberry. From Delirium Brewery.
Okay. Does it have a nice, what is that thing I'm thinking of? Belgian-y taste?
I don't know yet. Did that pick up on the mic?
Your sound effects suck. Mine are way better.
Yeah, but I'm also using like a free headset that came with my phone, my iPhone. What's your excuse?
I have like a nice microphone and everything, so it works for me.
Yes.
I have all the high tech stuff.
Dude, it's like a super dark, almost like chocolatey. It's like almost like a stout color.
That's pretty intense. But
like, yeah, it's like, but it's like purple almost. The foam, mm-hmm. like the foam is like purple. It's pretty rad. And the I like their logo for their brewery. It's a pink elephant.
Mm-hmm.
And it's a 8%. And whenever I see an elderberry, it makes me think of Monty Python and the Quest for the Holy Grail.
Mm-hmm.
There's the part where the French people at the castle are insulting King Arthur. And it's like, your father was a hamster and your mother smelt of elderberries. Because elderberries is what they use, is what they use to make gin.
Mm.
And if you get too many of it, you get a big, your nose gets big and red, like that one old actor that's long dead now. Oh man, that is super like refreshing and super fruity. It's like almost like a chocolatey cherry, but not quite chocolate. Like there's not that much chocolate to it.
Mm-hmm.
Oh man, this is pretty good. So I decided to drink this one today. Especially because this weekend I went to Laguna Beach
mm-hmm.
after my wife nagging me to take her there for like the last like 3 years, basically.
Why Laguna Beach?
Well, because she ended up like doing like some women's outing thing for the weekend, and they stayed at a hotel there during the off season, and she thought I would enjoy it, so she wanted to take me during the peak of summer season.
Gotcha.
So basically, like. She like, just wanted to go there and just kind of walk around, and I got to like go to a couple breweries. So I ended up – we stopped for like a lunch-type meal at this Belgian restaurant. It's like it's called like Brussels and then something-something.
Mm-hmm.
And they had a bunch of Belgian beers on tap. So I had a couple there, and one of them was a Delirium beer. But it's like – it was cool to have like the beer – like harder to find beers on tap, but then when you're paying $11 for a small pour – like an 11-ounce pour.
It does hurt the wallet.
Yes.
That's what I think about, like, the beer garden. Like, it's at a casino, and they get some, like, very interesting stuff on tap. But, dude, it's, like, $10 a beer, man. Like, that's a lot of money.
Right, but I guess I'd rather pay the $11 and get, like, a 12-ounce pour or whatever of something good than go to, like, a baseball game and spend $18 and get a tall boy of something shitty.
Yeah, I did, I was that fucking guy today, Danny, at work. We were talking about, you know, it's expensive, and then one of the guys is like, I ain't buying beers. I'm like, we could go to this little bar over here, and it's like $3 beers. And I looked at him, I'm like, and I was like in the middle of HR, I'm like, do I look like I fucking drink $3 beers? And then fucking everybody started laughing.
And I'm like, yeah, Sean's a hipster.
I was joking around with one guy because he was giving me shit, and I'm like, well, how does it feel to have a weeb as your boss? And like, he was like very confused about the whole experience because he didn't really even understand what a weeb was. But I laughed inside.
were you crying on the outside?
No, not at all. I don't care anymore. It's just easy just to like talk shit.
Have you seen the new battle that they've used in the war to get weebs to take showers before going to anime conventions?
No.
They've started posting pictures of, like, the sexy anime waifus,
mm-hmm.
like, in towels. And, like, I saw one where she had, like, her hair up in a towel and wrapped in a towel, and she's like, showers are sexy.
Oh, yeah, rub that soap all over you. Get all sudsy on your manly chest hair.
And definitely between the cheeks of your ass. Wash that really well. But so after we left the beach, there was two breweries I wanted to go check out since we were in the vicinity. One of them was easy enough to remember, Laguna Beach Beer Company.
That sounds pretty easy.
Yes. The beer was really good. I had they had a couple of collaborations. They had one with this brewery called Gamecraft. It was like a Maibach.
Mm-hmm.
That was pretty good, like definitely Oktoberfest feels. I figured I should have at least one Oktoberfest beer, considering there's already pumpkin beers in stores.
Dude, I've already seen Oktoberfest beer.
Yeah, well, because it's weird, because places have their Oktoberfest in September now.
Talking about you, left hand. Left hand. It's you.
But yeah, breweries are starting to have their Oktoberfest in September.
Dude, it's not even September.
Yeah, but I guess they want they want to have people like buy the beer.
Dude, I'm finding Oktoberfest from Colorado in New Jersey.
Yes.
Like, it just ain't right, man. It just ain't right.
And then I had a barrel-aged Saison that was probably my favorite that they had. It was super light and easy to drink for being barrel-aged.
Mm-hmm.
But they have food. They have, like, it's not pizza. Nobody has pizzas anymore. It's flatbread. But it's
bring
like
back
flatbread,
pizza.
Your flatbread is round and has a crust. Flatbreads are like square or rectangular and are flat.
Mm-hmm. I agree.
They have a charcuterie board option. So my wife's like, yeah, we can come back here. They have food. And then on the way back, we had to take the 5 anyways. We stopped at another brewery that's relatively new called Gamecraft.
Mm-hmm.
And I had another German beer collab. But this one they did with Bottle Logic. And I asked for a full pour without realizing that their full pours are like 18-ounce pours.
Oh, nice.
Yes. And so, but while we were there, we're getting ready to play a game of Flux, which is a card game. And there was a couple guys next to us, and they were finishing up something. Oh, they were playing like Backgammon or AC Deucey. And they were looking for a card game. And I was like, hey, you want to jump in on game with us? Mm-hmm. And so we explained to them the rules of the game, which really basically there are no rules.
There are no rules and the points are made up.
Well, there's no points either. It's just basically like you change the win conditions and you change the rules as the game gets played.
Yep, exactly. And and if you play the Cthulhu version, you either win or you make everybody lose. So.
But yeah, Flux. I love Flux. I always have a copy of it with me at all times.
Which one do you play?
My favorite is the Wizard of Oz.
Oh, really?
Yeah, when I bought them, I bought 3. I bought the Wizard of Oz, I bought a Monty Python, and I bought a Batman, the animated series. But there's some cards in the Wizard of Oz. There's one where you pick up all the keepers and creepers from the table and from the discard pile.
Mm-hmm.
And then you shuffle them and you deal them out to everybody, starting with yourself.
Got you.
So you could basically, if there's like a goal out there that has keepers that are in play, you could make somebody win with that card.
Nice.
But the guys' names were Bobby and Andy, and so I convinced Andy to join Untapped, which is good. And I feel bad; I should apologize because I got Bobby to subscribe to the podcast.
We're really sorry. You're a fool. Run! You're not contaminated yet.
Yet. Well, I mean, he's like 3 episodes behind because that's about the last one you've uploaded.
Probably. I mean, did he start at ground zero and listen to that terrible beginning?
No, he just started with the most recent one you've uploaded, and that was like 2 or 3 episodes ago.
Fair enough. Well, hopefully he'll have a fun week this week.
Hopefully. Hopefully. So, you know, a couple years ago, Reddit decided to institute a ban on trading of alcohol, especially, you know, mostly beer. It was mostly geared towards beer. But recently, Instagram and Facebook followed suit. Mm-hmm. No giveaways, no beer trades.
Mm-hmm.
And so,
but you could send empty bottles to each other, though.
Yes. But I don't, like, it's weird because there's a lot of groups. Like, there's some people, like, there's one guy I follow on Instagram. His handle is Beer Snobbin. And he's basically rich and flaunty with it. But he's also, like, kind and helpful. He protects and he attacks. But he does beer auctions where he gets a shit ton of really good beers and then sells off the raffle tickets and then gives the money to help out a kid that's like has cancer or something.
Mm-hmm. That's really cool of him.
Right. But I was reading about the whole thing, and apparently the Reddit beer ban came because they banned the trading of ammunition. On there, like, they found out people were, like, trading ammo across state lines.
Mm-hmm.
And they're like, wait, that's illegal. And they're like, well, yeah, well, beer people trade, too. And they're like, shit. Why'd you gotta throw those people under the bus, man? Now we gotta ban them, too.
Got you. So basically, all those people that like to bear arms, fuck you for ruining a good thing.
Yes.
That's why we can't have nice things.
No, but exactly. So, and there was a post on Reddit recently. It was like, what was something that was good that people ruined? And one of the comments on there was, after reading all these comments, I realized the answer is everything.
Yeah, that is true.
So, Sean, I know this is going to be an idea that's near and dear to your heart. And it's going to make you sad. I know how much you've been looking forward to buying and playing Borderlands 3.
Oh, yeah. I've just been super excited.
So, you have another reason now to cancel your pre-order and boycott Borderlands, Sean.
Perfect, because I'm getting ready to boycott Destiny. Did I tell you what happened, Danny? I know I'm interrupting the show once again, but...
Go ahead.
So, I have some first world problems, Danny. So, I took a vacation to play the new Destiny expansion pack, Shadowkeep, which was coming out on September 17th, and I was super excited. But then they said, you know what, the game isn't going to be ready, so we're going to push it back 2 weeks. Danny, you know what's in 2 weeks after September 17th?
Great American Beer Fest?
Great American Beer Fest. So
you're on vacation that week, so it's good.
But I'm on vacation, and I'm going to be traveling to Denver to go drink as much beer to my heart's content. So I will not be able to play the new Destiny expansion pack on the first week because they pushed it back, and on top of that, they pushed it back onto my other vacation.
That sounds like a first world problem, Sean. You know what? I was mostly listening to you.
Nobody will sympathize with me. Nobody is sympathizing with me.
Well, that's okay. I wasn't really listening to you because I had this great idea to get, like, custom-made hats for us.
Mm-hmm.
With Mumgafgaba, make Great American Beer Fest great again.
Nice. It's already great. I don't think it needs to be made greater.
Everything should be greater, Sean.
No.
This is America. That's the American dream. Just the greater than, not the less than. The greater than.
Gotcha. Well. Enough about my first world problems. What about this game that people are boycotting?
So, here's the thing, though. You can't boycott it if you never planned on buying it, according to Reddit. And so some guy was like, yeah, I'll boycott it. I was never planning on buying it. And he's like, no, you just weren't going to buy it. And you had to have wanted to buy it. And the guy's mm-hmm. like, oh, man, you know what? I think I'll buy Borderlands. And then another little, like the next one's like, never mind, I'm going to boycott it now. And they're like, see, you got the attitude. So if Randy Pittsburgh kind of being shady from Gearbox and, you know, giving himself a $12 million bonus that he paid to himself and attacking Game Informer because they had misinterpreted his definition of microtransactions or the fact that the now former voice actor of Claptrap, David Eddings, accused him of physical assault.
Mm-hmm.
You can add a new thing to the list, Sean. They went after a YouTube streamer that was basically like Borderlands superfan.
Yep.
His name is Supmoto.
Mm-hmm.
Now, he found out through Reddit and other sources that they were like basically testing the game on private Twitch servers.
Gotcha.
And you couldn't join, you couldn't watch the chat, you couldn't watch the stream, but what you could do is see the thumbnail of the game being mm-hmm. played. And if you refreshed it, it updated the thumbnail to whatever the people playing the game were seeing, right?
Gotcha.
So it wasn't like a permanent thumbnail. It was almost like just a screenshot of what was going on in the game. So he would refresh, screenshot, refresh, screenshot, refresh, screenshot, kept doing that. And he made a video talking about it.
Mm-hmm.
And they sent private investigators to his house to talk to him for like 20 or 30 minutes to find out where he got those pictures from and stuff. And then they started just like deluging his channel with copyright strikes. He got like 113 copyright strikes at one point.
Wow, that's pretty intense.
Yes, and so his channel is dead, no longer exists. And I think he's the forefront of the boycott Borderlands 3 now.
Gone!
Gone! Gone! But it's funny, like, you know, reading some stuff about this, apparently they're not the first game developer to send private investigators to somebody's house, but I guess in this age of social media, it's more readily available to get that information out. Because with one of the Grand Theft Autos,
mm-hmm.
I think it was 4, they sent private investigators to this one guy's house because he was like the main mod maker.
Mm-hmm.
And they kind of wanted him to, like, this was like when mods were first starting and they were more like underground and punk rock, I guess.
Yeah.
And they wanted him to stop modding the game.
Mm-hmm.
So, I don't know. I don't know if I have a problem with that. It's just they're like almost like pouty, childish, responsive, copyright striking his account when they had nothing else to get him on.
Yeah.
Especially considering this guy was a, the main voice, like, cheerleader of the Borderlands franchise. Not just 3, but every Borderlands game. Like, he was, that's all his channel was how great Borderlands was.
You know what? Maybe they should have just been smart enough to realize, like, hey, they could take screenshots and it is what it is. And people are, like, dying to know, like, what to expect and see, you know?
Right, and it's not a thing of, like, they can't use the excuse of, well, you might spoil something, because if people are familiar with his channel, they'll know that he's going to get spoilers. And mm-hmm. and part of the reason they kind of sent another reason they sent the investigators, too, was because of that, because he would have, like, spoilery information that was supposed to be, like, under lock and key. And so they kind of wanted to find out who the employee inside Gearbox was that was leaking him that information.
Mm-hmm. Oh boy, it sounds like some old, like, person that doesn't understand how technology works.
Yes, you mean like every old person, pretty much.
Yeah, basically, pretty much.
So, speaking of old people and not understanding how things work, Sean, Walmart has solved the country's biggest crisis of mass shootings.
Oh my God!
Did they stop selling guns? No, they didn't stop selling guns, because if they stopped selling guns, then they wouldn't have anybody to buy their bulletproof backpacks for the kids to take to school. Which is a real product at Walmart.
Bulletproof backpacks.
Yes.
Oh, boy.
Yes. Basically, like, the part that goes against your back mm-hmm. is bulletproof. So, what they did instead was they took down all the whatever, like, signage or demos they had of quote-unquote violent video games.
Mm.
And I've even seen pictures of some Walmarts where they've had, like, they, like, basically cleared out their video game section of all the games that were violent. So there was only, like, a couple games that were left in the little lockbox. Which, it's like, the game's already behind the lockbox anyways. It's not like some little kid's going to come and buy it without, like, having to go through layers of Walmart employees. But, nope. They solved the problem, Sean.
I know. I mean, it's funny because it's like, you know, the game has a rating on it, and then the parent goes to the store, buys the game with said rating, lets them play, and then complains about it. It's just, like, shocking. So, like, it's just, like, it's so amazing that they could just take away, like, all the advertisement for these games, even though the parent is still going to go to the local Walmart with, you know, their butt crack hanging out and driving, even though they don't need it. They're going to ride the motor cart and shit.
Yes.
Get the violent game that's still in a case that has a mature rating. Let them go home, play it, and still complain.
Right, and then, you know, like, and even if the person behind that's working at the Walmart is like, I don't think you should buy this game for your, like, 8-year-old. Don't tell me how to raise my kid. And then 2 days later, why didn't you tell me there was shooting and hookers in this game? I wanted a refund. And it's like, you've opened it. You can't do a refund anymore. That's bullshit, blah, blah. And it's like, we tried to tell you.
Dude.
But you said you knew what you were doing.
Dude, I don't know if it's just because, like, I stopped caring about what I say sometimes about in public and shit. So I have a beard, And there's some solid fucking gray coming into this beard now. It's probably the stress of carrying this show.
All right. Or just your job.
Something like that.
Because it's definitely not the stress of editing the show and putting it up for people to listen.
It's not or, that. That's
or,
not
or,
it.
Or prepping the show and making a list of what the topics should be to discuss.
I mean, I did add cookies. Let's be honest.
You're right. You helped.
I helped.
Would you like a trophy?
Where's that fucking meme? It's something.
All right, you millennial. Do you want a trophy?
Yeah, I fucking want a trophy. I was born being given trophies the whole time. Like, come on, it's not my fault.
Like when you're in the hospital, you got a trophy that said close enough?
Exactly.
So anyways, you're an asshole in public. Let's hear the story.
I bought God of War for PlayStation because it was on sale. It's like $30 now at Target. And I was like, cool. Like, I've heard a lot of cool things. It's not, you know, God of War. The game isn't like a huge button smasher anymore. Like, I was like, oh, this should be interesting to play. So I bought it. And so she rings it up and she looks at me. And she's just like, can I see your ID? And I'm like, are you fucking kidding me right now? Like, I didn't say, are you fucking kidding me? I was like, I gave her my ID and I started laughing. I'm like, I haven't even been carded for beer in like 3 months. But I'm getting carded for a violent video game.
Well, yeah, because they don't want you shooting up your school.
I'm not going to shoot up the school, Danny. God of War has like swords and shit. I'm going to go cut them up.
Get that Mall Ninja shit and do the Naruto run?
Yeah, I'm going to go to the men's store where it has fucking cigars and fucking knives.
No, that's too classy, man. You're just going to go to that one that has like the replica like key sword from Kingdom Hearts along next to like the replica like enemy swords from Halo.
I'm going to get a key sword and start beating people with it and fucking blame Disney.
Yes. Well, no, you could also get, like, the Link sword from The Legend of Zelda or one of, like, the cool samurai swords from, like, G.I. Joe.
Look, guys, I got Zelda's sword.
His name's not Zelda. I saw this video, man. I wish he would do more just because it was hilarious. Like, he would intentionally go up and, like, compliment people on a cosplay, but give the wrong character.
Dude, I saw, like, a video of that on Reddit, and, like, people were getting so fucking pissed.
The one that was the chick, she's like, are you fucking serious? Oh, now I know what I need to do with the next comic book. I like Long Beach is this weekend, but I already have plans, so I can't go. But if I did, man, that's what I would be doing. Like, there was one, it was like I can't remember what they were, but it was like yellow, and I was like, oh, that's a nice Pikachu costume. And the person was like, in mid-bite, just looked down like, wait, what?
Oh, man.
But Walmart's not alone in its crusade, Sean.
Oh, no. What now? Who else?
The ESPN was supposed to be hosting an Apex Legends tournament.
Mm-hmm.
And they said, not on my watch.
No, no, no.
Because them esports is the devils, according to the ESPN fan base. And so they can't. They took it off the air and they showed, like, I think, like, the professional cornhole tournament instead.
Well, they could have just done tractor pulling because, you know, that's fucking great.
Nobody watches tractor pulling, dude. It's all about the cornhole.
Dude, tractor pulling is a fucking real hillbilly sport that sells beer. I'm not saying,
as a matter of
I'm
fact,
just saying.
Like when the players are playing cornhole, they have a beer in their other hand to counterbalance because it's like you physically can't play cornhole if you don't have a beer in your other hand.
That is fair. It's like it's beyond science.
It is, man. It's like physics. And real quick before I forget, because I've been wanting to mention this, Disney is giving an even bigger fuck you to Netflix. They announced a bundle deal for like $12 or $13.
Mm-hmm.
you'll get the Disney Plus, Hulu, and ESPN Plus.
Wow. That was like ball dropping right there. So do I, since I have a Hulu account, do I just get those other things, or do I have to quit and like sign up under a different email?
I don't know if you have to like sign up under a different email, but if you could just like upgrade your plans when the Disney Plus comes out. But because one of the cool things on the ESPN Plus, they get all the UFC fights now.
That'll be good to have, so I don't watch it.
Yes, but if you're a fan of the UFCA.
UFCA.
Yes, but at least now with the Hulu and the Disney, you'll get all the Fox movies and the Disney shows that both for the kids and the adults.
Yeah, that's fair.
But, dude, what is it with video game developers just putting the foots in their mouth, Sean?
You know what? I just gotta say, fuck gamers. That's all I gotta say.
All the asshats?
Yeah, fuck them asshats.
So, Reddit became ablaze. Multiple posts. Like, I'm not even, like, I don't even have an account. I just lurk on the front page. And I saw, like, five different posts mentioning one post about the Reddit, the Apex Legends developers kind of going off on the players.
Danny, like, and I get it. Like, so basically, if you don't know, if you don't play video games because you don't give a fuck, I get it. But Apex is a free-to-play game. So that means they spend all this money making a game, and you get to play it for free. Now, if you don't get to play it for free and get cool costumes and shit, like, people have to cry about it, like, almost at every game. It's like, oh, they get a special emote. Why do they get that? And, like, I don't know what the answer is, Danny, because I get it. Like, you know, obviously you have a PR company that's a team that's supposed to do this. But, like, honestly, did any of those fucking Reddit people talk about, like, hey, you know those people that make Apex? You know, what are they doing to feed their kids?
Right.
Well, did they talk about, like, any solution on how they could make money so they could feed their children and family
right.
and dying dads and whatever bullshit?
Right, and the situation that kind of sparked this is when the game first came out, they gave like this big old flowery speech from the developers about how they weren't going to make the game pay to win and how they made this game for the love of making games and they just want people to have fun and not to feel the pressure to spend any money. And fast forward to now, they came out with a special event where there's like pretty cool glamours according to the Reddit posts that are pretty expensive, mm-hmm. like 20 pounds for one of them, which would be converted to dollars, a different amount.
Yeah, no, I totally get it. Like, I see. Dude, it's the same shit in Destiny. Like they have, like, special emotes that are a stupid amount of money, but, like, I'm not gonna go buy it. Like,
right.
I buy plenty of stupid shit on debt for Destiny, but I'm not gonna buy a $20 emote. I don't get mad that they do that. You know, Destiny talked about at one point they were what was the emote? Fuck. Okay, so they sold an item, and because they sold this item for this price, they were able to make enough money to do this special exotic quest that came out. So, money equals paying people to do things. So you could have fun. Like, it's a service. Like I get, like, the price is absurd, and I agree. Like, $20 for a cosmetic item is ridiculous. Like, it makes no sense. But, hey, if you feel like spending $20 on it, cool on you, because I've made plenty of stupid purchases in my life to say that I'm an idiot in certain circumstances. But at the end of the day, it is what it is, and I bought those things. But at the same time, though, like, it's a free-to-play game. Like, you have to understand, like, the game can't get popular, and then you expect updates without money coming in, because those people have to have – it's a job to them. It's not, like, a fun hobby.
Right, and the publisher is not going to be like, hey, you guys have lost us millions of dollars – but we're going to go ahead and greenlight that next expansion that you want to put out.
Yeah, you think EA is going to just say, hey guys, let's just keep making free games and keep paying employees that have health benefits and stuff. It's just, that's what irritates me, man. Like, we could talk about the price of items, and I'm okay with saying, like, yeah, that's probably too much. But you can't expect, a free-to-play game is not free-to-play, like, or it's not free-to-make. So if you want to be a dirty looter and play, like, cool, man, but don't fucking, like, complain that you can't have some cool skin or some cool emote. Dude, that's how they're paying for the next expansion pack. Dude, that's why I've never been upset with buying Destiny shirts or any of that stuff, because I know, like, you know, that adds to the game. Like, I like, you know, at the end of the day, like, Bungie could be a bunch of, you could think Bungie's a bunch of assholes, but, you know, they constantly try to tune the game to what the people want, you know, but at the end of the day as well, they only have so much resources. Like, if everybody was buying stuff, like, yeah, they probably could do a lot more, but that's not the case. People are just like, where's my free content? I want a full update to the game, and I don't want to pay for it. Like,
right, I want all of the cosmetics, and I don't want to pay for them.
Yeah, like, no, that's not how the world works. Like, they offer, like, you pay money for expansion packs and you get certain things for it, but some of these other, like, cool, like, hidden things, like, it costs money to do. It takes energy. It takes time away from creating things, you know? Like, I really love reading, like, you know, the heart-to-heart, you know, the come-to-Jesus moments when Bungie talks about, like, what do you guys want us to do? Like, you know, you guys ask for item A, which would take a lot of time and resources, and at the end of the day, we just don't feel like it's worth it because we could use those resources on, like, new content. Like, it's, I think the biggest thing is, like, they want sparrows. Like, they want to be able to have sparrows on Mercury because the planet is like a medium-sized planet, and it's kind of a pain in the ass to run around, and it would be nicer for to have sparrows. But at the end of the day, like, if they add, are they going to really take people to do coding to get sparrows on Mercury when nobody fucking goes there? Like, nobody cares about fucking Mercury, like, at all. So why would they do that? Would it be a nice thing to have when you do go there? Yeah, but
people go there to make it worth it?
Does it make sense to do that when we could just have better content, or there could be other fixes? Like, we're still waiting for Titan's Thundercrash to get re-looked at because it's the weakest super that's like a one-hit move, like a Nova Bomb. You know how Nova Bomb, you just throw a bomb and then it explodes and it does a shit ton of damage? It's the same thing with Titan's Thundercrash. And we talk about how with Thundercrash you put your body in harm's way, but it somehow does the least amount of damage from all these one shots that are like weapons that you throw, so you could stay a safe distance. That still needs to be looked at. Are we gonna put that under sparrows on Mercury?
Right, and that's the thing. Like, people have, like, kind of, whether for good or bad, been like trained that if they complain loud enough on social media, the people they're complaining to or about will cave.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I do kind of have a problem with the developers, like some of the things they said. One of the things they said that I do have a problem with was calling the players freeloaders. I mean, when you make a free-to-play game, you have a realistic expectation of a certain percentage of players that are not going to ever give money. Mm-hmm. You know? That doesn't necessarily remove them from the conversation of being able to voice displeasure about how things are being run either.
Mm-hmm.
But the problem is how they're voicing that displeasure. You know, I mean, because you have people on social media, Reddit or whatever, like, calling people liars and assholes and thieves and all different names. But if the developer comes back and is like, dude, why are you guys being assholes? Or in this case, literally, the guy said, quit being such asshats. And like, oh, you call us asshats? And it's like, well, no, you're being asshats. You're not an asshat. And thank you for proving my point, because I've just been spent the last hour reading threads about how you know, I'm a piece of shit and I need to die and everybody that worked on this game are thieves and pieces of shit. But I said, dude, stop being assats. And I've crossed the line.
Yeah, and I get it. Like, you know, name-calling happened, and, you know, that's the reason why we have PR. But this is the part that gets so frustrating, though. Like, so, like, you know, back years ago, I played League of Legends, or LOL, and it's a free-to-play game. It's totally free. You're able to get characters. If you play enough games, you could save up enough, like, a certain amount of currency to get characters, and it's all cool. But if you want to speed up that process, you have the option to buy them as well. But they also have a lot of cool skins, and you know what? If I play a game for a lot of hours and I get into it, and it's a free-to-play game, I don't care about. I'll buy some skins for my favorite character because I appreciate the effort that was made to make the game and to keep the game maintained. So, like you know, I did that. I don't think I played there was another game that was free-to-play that I played on. Oh, Smite. I played that one for a little bit, like... It's the same thing. And I think, you know, mobile games, you know, people like, you know, that's how mobile games make a lot of their money. It's all free to play, but there's certain stipulations and people want to go around those stipulations, right, wrong, or indifferent.
Right. And the same thing for you. Like, there's a couple mobile games that I've been playing quite a bit of, and I'll give them a little bit of money, like $5 here, maybe a couple months later, throw them another $5.
Mm-hmm.
Like, not because I feel obligated to or anything, but it's more a thing of, like, I want more content. And so, like, the one I've been playing a lot of, it's called Idle Miner.
Mm-hmm.
Since when I first started, there were three islands. They've just added a fifth island, like, this week.
Mm-hmm.
And they've added a couple other things. So, like, obviously, I can feel okay about giving them money because they're giving me something back in the form of extra content that I'm pretty sure I wouldn't have gotten without the money.
Yeah. No, I gotcha.
So, yeah. But, like, that's the thing, though, too, because you said calling names. And I was like, when he said don't be asshats, do you think he was calling them a name or just basically saying, you know, call them your tits? Like we can have a civil discussion about the game, but don't, like, please don't, like, stop with all the, like, name-calling and doxing threats.
Yeah, it's just, like, people, like, do the threats, and, like, how do you not get frustrated about this? If you're,
right,
like, making content, like, you know, the problem is, like, you know, there's always been a mentality that the customer is always right. No, that's not always the case. Like, people make, like, in general, people make mistakes, and it's on both sides of the coin, but at the end of the day, like, you know, you can't just go in and, like, threaten somebody. Would any of those people said those things to the makers of the game face-to-face?
You know what?
No, they
wouldn't. After watching the BlizzCon and... What was the... There was another one where something like that happened, where, like, the guy went up and was like... At BlizzCon, when they announced the Diablo mobile game, and the guy was like, is this some sort of early April Fool's joke? Like, are you guys just fucking with us?
Mm-hmm.
I think, and then there was another one where somebody kind of did something like that in the crowd, like went up at a panel and asked. And so I think people are getting a little ballsy too in real life because it's almost like they know that the people on this panel can't do anything about it. Mm-hmm. Other, you know, and they're going to get their Reddit fame or Instagram fame or whatever, YouTube.
Mm-hmm.
But
I get it too. Like, it's always like, it's okay to be disappointed. You know, I think, like, you know, a person, like, companies think they're selling something that their people want, and their people don't want that. And that's going to happen, but there needs to be constructive feedback back, you know, saying that, like, these people are fucking idiots, you know, because, you know, people, it's like one side called one side an asshat, and then it's like, oh, like...
And he didn't even call him an asshat. Yeah. He said, don't act like asshats. You know, let's have a calm and civil discussion. And mm-hmm. like, he called me an asshat, and it's like, no. Are you being an asshat? Are you threatening me? Are you calling me an asshole?
Mm-hmm.
Well, I wasn't. Well, then you're not being an asshat. Like, I'm talking to people that, you know... And I think a lot of the heat on this is because EA seems to be behind a lot of this, like, loot box drama with the Star Wars. So I think people have kind of... And the whole, like, how it's been in the news.
Yeah, no, I mean, the problem... That is true. Like, people... It is, it is troubling because it is EA, but, you know, obviously, like, the, it's like the head of, but the other part is, too, is like, it's like the head of the company. Like, I get it. They're getting pressure from EA to make money. Like, it's, they were probably like, hey, so do you want to do loot boxes? And they're like, fuck, no. It's like, well, do you want a job? Because we need, like, if you don't make money, you can't pay for the work you're doing, and you're gonna, we're just gonna shut you down. Hey, we're gonna do loot boxes, like.
Right, like, and like, I can't remember what game it was, but they had a their first tournament for like the esports had like one of the high, like a $300 million total payout, and that all came from just portions of in-game purchases. Like a percentage. Like a percentage of in-game purchases went towards the prize pool, and it ended up being like a $300 million tournament.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, it's just... I don't know. I get it. It's intense. Words were said, but it's just... There's no accountability on this side. Like, it's okay to be upset that the content that you were wanting and expecting didn't happen... But you could voice that differently than, like, making threats and calling people fucking idiots. Like, how many of these gamers have made a game? How many of these gamers are, you know, project leads in any kind of project?
How many of them have made anything?
Yeah, exactly.
Because, you know, and one of the things they also talk about was, like, back in the day, games didn't have patches and games didn't have this. And it's like, yeah. And there's a lot of Nintendo games, original NES games, that shipped... And that ship's broken, where you're never going to just beat the game. Like, you get to a certain point, and there was a glitch, and that was the end of the game. So, you know, it's not like... And then, here's the other thing, too, is the cost to make a game now is ridiculous compared to what it used to be. Like, I think it was, like, GoldenEye or something like that. Like, they only had, like, an 8-person development team. And now, you know, they got, like, multiple studios working on the same game, and they still only charge $60 a game. You know, back when the original Nintendo came out and you bought the original Legend of Zelda, that game was a $50 or $60 game back then. So, people don't want to pay more than $60 for a game, but they want these AAA titles that basically are the video game versions of the Avengers. And the studios are losing money on these games... The AAA games, and so the only way to make that money back in any way, shape, or form is either DLC or loot boxes.
Yeah.
But people want them to get rid of them, so I think video games are going to go up to at some point to $80 to $100. Because they even talked about that when the PlayStation 4 and the Xbox One came out, that the games were going to jump up to $80, and people were, like, losing their shit. And it's like, well, do you want better games?
Yeah.
You get what you pay for sometimes, right?
Yeah. I mean, you're absolutely right. These game studios are making it costs so much. It costs so much more money to make a game, and to try to get the profit off of it. You know, it's just it's crazy. Like, because you have to think, like, you can make a movie and you charge less, but that's because more people go
to the movies. And it was just
less people buying the game.
And it was just announced today. You know, because PlayStation and Microsoft are basically battling to gobble up these studios. So it was announced today that PlayStation bought the studio Insomniac. I want to say it's the one that made the Spider-Man game.
Gotcha.
Speaking of which, currently at Best Buy, that is on sale for $16.
The new Spider-Man game?
Yes.
Holy shit, that's pretty cheap.
Yes. I tried to tell Gecko to wait, because he was going to buy it, and it was like $24 or something like that. I'm like, dude... It drops down to 16. Just give it like a couple weeks, and sure enough, like a couple days after he bought it, it dropped down to like $16.
Did you rub that in his face?
Nah, I figured him being him is rubbing it in his face enough.
Okay, I know what I need to do right now.
Mission, giving you a life goal. But yeah, so But that's the thing, too, is, like, I'm a cheap bastard. There's a website I go on, slickdeals.net, that lists when things have on sale. Like, I don't pay full price for games. Like, Rage 2 is currently on sale at Gamefly. They're having their annual summer sale. So you can buy a used copy of Rage 2 for $20 through Gamefly.
Yeah.
Which is guaranteed to play like it's brand new. So, you know, people like me, you know, I can't necessarily complain about the loot boxes and microtransactions because I'm not necessarily helping. I'm buying the game, but I might not be buying it at full price. Yeah. Even though I did buy Rage 2 at full price, because and I haven't played it yet. But yeah, that's a different. Fair. That's a longer story.
It's a different story for a different day.
A different episode. You know, E3 already kind of had struggles by having, you know, like PlayStation not show up and Nintendo not really show up. They had another strike against them recently.
What was that?
Basically, they made available to the general public all the personal information of the press that attended the conference.
Gotcha.
So basically, anybody that had a press badge, if you were able to get this, go to this page or whatever, you could get like whatever information they registered under, whether it was their home phone, their business phone, their home address, their business address. You basically had a way to find them. They got doxxed by E3, basically.
Jeez.
And you know what? Like, this is one thing that I really hate about current gaming, is pretty much every gaming company has some sort of club or whatever that you have to sign up for to play the game, whether it's Bungie with Destiny or Ubisoft to play their games. You have to, like, sign up for their club. Far Cry, I think that's Ubisoft as well. But yeah, like, you have to sign up for their club. And it's like, okay, so I'm giving you my information. Are you protecting it? Because I can't play the game without giving you my information, but you're not necessarily making me feel comfortable by that, because I don't know how well it's, you know, like, is it just, is it behind a screen door or is it behind a locked door?
Yeah, exactly. It's super idiotic that you have to give your, like, you have to create a special account to fucking play a game.
Right. I just want to play the game. And, like, some games, like, there was a, Doom that was ported over to the Switch. They had issues where you couldn't play it offline.
Oh, wow.
At all, even though it's a single-player game. And you had to be, because you had to be logged into the Ubisoft account. And basically, they were like, yeah, that shouldn't be a thing. We fucked up. Like, they acknowledged it. Like, they said, yeah, we fucked up. We'll fix that. So, I guess good on them for, like, at least coming out and, like, not calling anybody names and fixing it. But, dude, after somebody died, Sean, I thought the whole swatting trend. Apparently, I like the W, swatting twinned. Swatting trend was over.
I guess. I don't know, man. Is it really over?
I hadn't heard of it happening ever since that. Because that dude that made the SWAT call where that guy got killed, he got arrested and sentenced to 20 years in prison.
That's pretty intense.
Well, but he led to the action. His direct actions led to... And here's the fucked up thing is, like, he wasn't even involved in the incident. Like, it was, like, two players had a disagreement, and the one guy got the other guy's personal information, or at least what he thought was his personal information, and then called this YouTube guy or Twitch guy who was a known SWAT caller.
Yeah.
And he called in the SWAT team to the address he was given, which was the wrong address, and some random guy opened the door without knowing what was going on and got shot.
Yeah. I mean, to me, it's 20 years, but, like, somebody, like, fucking died, right?
As a direct result of your actions, yes. Yeah,
it could have been, you know, what was the charge, like, manslaughter?
I believe so, yes. And there was a few others, like calling in, like, you know, like phone related things. But
yeah, I mean, if you intentionally, like, waste, you know, that's government resources and taxes that are being used for that shit. Like, and it's not cool. Like, you know, they're thinking, like, something is really wrong going on. Like, they're armed to handle dangerous situations. Like, And, like, yeah, it wasn't fair to that guy's family. So I mean, I don't. To me, like, I don't think 20 years is bad.
Like, no. And that, but and it was a thing where you needed to kind of send a message too to like hopefully get it to stop. But recently, that 16-year-old kid that won the Fortnite tournament where he was awarded $3 million, he got swatted.
No way.
Yes.
What the fuck, man? That's terrible.
And so apparently, the person that called in claimed to be the kid calling in and saying that the dad went crazy, shot the mom, and was holding the family hostage. Mm-hmm. And luckily, I guess, for the kid that he lives in a smallish town.
They're like, the fuck?
Yeah, so like the police, the guy that like responded to the call knew the family.
Mm-hmm.
And so he's like, they didn't completely show up guns blazing. Like, they showed up, like, erring on the side of caution, and they were there for a while, and like, but still, like, they were tied up for like an hour. They were there for like an hour or so, like, getting all the details, finding out what was going on, figuring out what was going on. And like, of course, the kid was like streaming, so he's like, the dad's like, wait, the police are here, and the kid's like, oh man, I've just been swatted. Like, he knew, like, it's a thing. And I've seen videos where the police will show up, and the guy's like, hold on, there's somebody at the door, and it's like, oh shit, it's the police. And like, fuck, I've been swatted, and then they'll let them in, the police. I saw one where the guy was like, shit, did you just get swatted? And one of the other officers is like, did he what? And so the cop explained to his partner what swatting was.
Mm-hmm.
So I think
it's really bad, but I mean, you're right. I think it needs to be cracked down because it's a waste of time, and like somebody's already been killed by it.
Right, but I'm guessing that, you know, much like the Air Force had to train their soldiers on the new Naruto run for the Area 51 raid, police agencies should be trained on how to spot a fake SWAT call. You know, when. So, I don't know, man. I thought that shit was over, because I hadn't heard of it for a while. And I don't know if it's still happening and just hasn't made the news because it hadn't happened to anybody kind of as big time as the Fortnite kid.
Yeah, probably.
But speaking of big time Twitch kids, dude, so Ninja left Twitch, right? We talked about that a couple weeks ago.
Yeah.
But Twitch left his channel open for Fortnite stuff or Apex Legends, one of the two. Mm-hmm. And basically would, like, promote other streamers through his account. You know, currently, like, you can do that. Like, if you're a Twitch partnered streamer, when you're away, you can promote other people's channels on yours and kind of let people that watch your channel watch theirs through your channel.
Mm-hmm.
Right? So, basically, last week, basically hardcore porn account that had been using all the hashtags to get to Fortnite and had like 30,000 viewers got shown on Twitch, on Ninja's Twitch for like 2 hours.
Oh jeez.
And so he came out and was kind of like, he made a video, like he took the high ground. He was like, look man, like people who like don't know how this stuff works will see my name and think that I'm the one that's doing it, even though I'm not even with your network anymore. Like, can you please, like, at least have some responsibility and accountability? Like, I understand you guys wanting to market off my name. I don't blame you. But, you know, can you at least be extra careful with what you put up there? Because, and, you know, he's not wrong. Like, if you're a kid who's been wanting to watch Twitch and you go on there and you're like, oh, look, this guy's, like, super famous. And then your mom's like, what is this Twitch thing? And you're like, I'll show you. And then you just happen to show her the day that there's porn on there.
Mm-hmm.
And, like, is she going to believe you that, no, it's just video games, Mom, I swear, it's never normally this. But his reaction was pretty classy. Like, he definitely took the high road and wasn't, like, bitching and didn't call anybody an asshat.
Yeah. Well, that's
fun. Speaking of people being asshats, Sean, they announced, after however many years that it's been in existence, that they're going to be putting an option to play as WNBA characters in NBA 2K20.
I think that's really cool. I think that's like I think it's a step up, you know, because I think it gives, you know, different people the options to play how they want. So I think it makes sense to combine the games. I don't think
because you're not an asshat, Sean.
Oh, I figured this was where we were going.
And as much as I am happy that the WNBA is in 2K20, some of the memes were pretty fucking hilarious. I mean, granted, there was some of the basic, you know, how can you play? How can my girlfriend play NBA 2K if she's in the kitchen cooking me dinner?
Jeez, wow.
There's a lot of that. There was a lot of that.
Mm-hmm. I believe that.
But it's like, seriously, like, it doesn't hurt you. Like, if you want to buy NBA 2K20 and you want to play as, like, LeBron James, that's cool. Or if you want to play as, like, you know, Diana Taurasi, I think she's still in the league. I don't know. But yeah, you can do that too. And that's cool. Why does that have to be one or the other?
Yeah, I don't know either.
And of course, you know, our boy Jeremy at the Quartering is already throwing out his get woke, go broke, because people are, like, saying they're not going to buy the game because there's the whammons in it, according to him.
Oh, jeez.
Right? Which, I haven't played an NBA game since, like, NBA Live was still a thing, and it was, like, in the 90s.
Dude, I think I played, like, NBA Street or some shit where it was, like,
yes,
a two-man team. Like,
yes.
Come on.
But I almost want to just buy this game and give it to somebody just, like, so that it has a sale.
Yeah.
Because I think it's cool. I mean, I'm not trying to, like, you know, white knight and pander to anybody, but it's like, how does it hurt? WNBA is a legit league that's been around for at least 10 years, if not more. Actually, it's been around longer because I was part time still when I went to. I got free tickets from one of the warehouses that I worked at when I was part time at UPS. Like, the lady in the sales.
Yeah.
She got three decent tickets and she gave them to me as a thank you for doing my job well.
Yeah.
And so I've been full time since 2004. So it's been at least around for close to 20 years as well.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, it's about fucking time.
I don't think it's like any like super extra work to add that in there either. So
just add long hair and like boobs, I guess.
Yeah.
And change names on jerseys.
Exactly.
But and sometimes in the case you don't even have to add long hair because you got like that dude that played for the Pelicans that had like that looked like basically Jason Momoa with the long hair and the beard.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, speaking of which, he's saying he's gonna not film. He's postponing filming Aquaman 2 because he's protesting them building a telescope in Hawaii.
Wait, hold on. Wait, what? So the guy that plays Aquaman is not going to play Aquaman because they're building a telescope in Hawaii?
On like the top of this mountain that's sacred land.
Oh, gotcha.
And of course, you know, people are like, well, isn't everything sacred in Hawaii? Like, this is bullshit. Like, you're stopping the progress of science. And it's like, yeah, but, you know, if it's such a big deal, they have a secondary location. They've already announced, like, if we can't get it to work here, we'll go somewhere else. And it's like, then why don't you just go somewhere else? Like, they don't want it in Hawaii. Go to the other place. Because I'm not saying because I want Aquaman 2, but I just need to see Jason Momoa shirtless again.
Your wife needs to see him more.
Actually, yeah. So last night I went to bed and she was watching that movie.
Yeah, she was. And then she asked, then she initiated and you were like,
I should make her watch Aquaman more often. Actually, I initiated because she was watching. I walked in at the right part of Aquaman. He was a little glisteny.
Did you rub baby oil on yourself and then like, see, I'm shiny too.
Hashtag some homo. Oh, man. So, yeah, I know we kind of brought this subject up a little bit earlier, the whole Apex thing, but Nintendo, PlayStation, and Sony have kind of partnered up.
Yeah.
To where they want the game developers to make public the actual records of getting the actual odds of getting certain items in loot boxes. Like whether it's a 0.1% or a 1% or a 5%.
Yeah.
But the problem isn't necessarily the odds, because if you see the odds and it's like 10% and it's like, shit, if I buy 10 of them, I'll get one, right?
Yeah.
The problem is, like, certain games, especially, like, FIFA is, like, one of the worst offenders of this, where buying loot boxes is almost a mechanic of the game if you want to win playing online.
Yeah, that's what I heard. I heard that, like, it's the spending on there for FIFA is ridiculous. And then FIFA comes out, like, every year, too.
Yes.
So it's, like, very hard to, like, stay up to date.
Yeah, because if there's certain players that are, like, the super rare locked behind loot boxes, and that's the only way to get them.
Yeah.
So it doesn't matter if there's a 10% chance or a 0.1% chance. If you want that player, you still have to buy loot boxes.
Exactly, which sucks.
And you know what sucks even more is it came out that certain streamers were bigger name streamers were given improved odds on opening loot boxes for their streams. So it's like if they're like playing Destiny and they get a loot box and they open it up and it's like, oh, I got this super exotic thing, and then open it up another one, it's like, oh, I got this other exotic thing. It's not because they're lucky, it's because Bungie messed with the coding and gave them the preferential odds to get those things so that it made it look like anybody could get them.
Exactly.
Like, basically car salesman tactics.
Those bastards.
And I'm not saying Bungie did it. I just use that as an example because you play Destiny and you mentioned your whole, like, quest of getting the Salt Bay emote that I don't think you ever got, and I got, like, literally on the second loot box I ever opened at your house.
That's fair.
Salty? Bay?
I mean, it is what it is. I mean, I can't...
You got over it?
I got over it. It just doesn't matter.
So, I know we've kind of brought up some downer news this show, Sean, but I wanted to kind of end it on two pieces of good news from our friends at Nintendo.
Oh, boy. Good Nintendo news.
So, first of all, they filed a patent to get a controller that is a replica of the Super Nintendo controller, but works for the Switch.
Gotcha.
So, I don't know, like, how far in development that is, if that's something that, like, they're basically working on in Japan, but they wanted to file the patent in the U.S. so that it could be here, hopefully, by Christmas.
Mm-hmm.
Because they just released their new version of the Switch that has longer battery life and some, like, other upgrades.
Yeah.
And because of that, they also announced that if you bought a Nintendo Switch after July 17th,
yeah,
like basically when they made the announcement at E3,
mm-hmm,
and the release date of it, which was last week or the week before, you could take your old Switch back to wherever you bought it from and exchange it for the new one.
Nice.
And I have a friend that is like the biggest Nintendo fanboy ever. And he was sending me about how he was playing a game on the new one, and at that point, like, basically his battery would be pretty close to dead, but he still had quite a bit to go, so he was very pleased with the new battery life and upgrades.
Mm-hmm.
So I think I might be getting myself a Switch. Nice. For Christmas.
Not a bad idea. The Switch is pretty solid. I mean, I have one. I don't play it as much. But, I mean, it's always been, like, whenever I do play it, it seems to be a pretty solid game.
Right, I figure I could put it upstairs and, like, you know, on the fancy TV and let my wife play, like, the old school Mario games and stuff, because that's what she's into. And plus, she won't be, like, thrown off by, like, too many buttons on the Xbox or PlayStation controller, because there's only the standard Nintendo controllers buttons.
Yeah.
Because I guess that confuses some women, apparently.
I guess so.
Apparently, especially my wife.
Yeah.
So, yeah. So, some good... At least good guy Nintendo can come by and save the day, Sean.
Somebody has to. This is getting too crazy.
It is, man. Speaking of crazy, Sean, guess what?
What?
They finally made it to the end of the show.
Did we? Did we make it?
We did.
After all the bullshit, an hour and 15 minutes of solid bullshit.
Well, it was an hour and, like, 11 minutes of bullshit. Maybe an hour and 10 minutes of bullshit. A little bit of me mocking you, and then good guy Nintendo.
True. You know what's coming up next week, Danny? A whole...
What's that?
Some weeb shit.
Some weebs. Yes.
Next week, some fantastic weeb shit. If you don't care about anime, too bad, because you're going to fucking hear about it.
Exactly. And if you've made it this far, Andy or Bobby, you're welcome, or I'm sorry, I'm not sure yet, but either way, give us a rating or a review on whatever form of podcast you're listening to.
Yeah, make sure you follow us on iTunes, Google Play, Stitcher, probably some other places I can't remember off the top of my head. Follow us on Untappd. You can follow me at DrDoom2828, and you can follow Danny at
Hoppyhead Productions.
You can see what our drunk asses are drinking. You can see some of our pictures. Because sometimes, especially for me, I like to put stuff on Untappd and not put it on my social media because I need to maintain some kind of image. I don't know what that image is, but it's an image.
It's a thing.
Follow us on Facebook. Follow us on Instagram. You can see more shit. You probably won't see as many drinks, but you'll see something.
Well, you'll see what I'm drinking, because I usually post what I drink on there.
Fair enough. Danny, any kind of inspiring words for the people out there?
You know what? I'm going to take inspiration from a conversation I had at work recently.
Okay.
If you're not down with the Generation X, I've got two words for you, Sean. Suck it.
Suck it! And that's
Let's
it
get
for today.
Ready to suck it!
And that's it for today's show. Make sure you do all that shit and suck it. Something like that. Danny, until next time, bud.
Laters.